Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. Giving all glory and just honor to God for this day. Amen. I'm your host, Minister Elaine, here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. We want to welcome you today to our third anniversary service here on Blog Talk Radio. Been doing the work for the Lord for 3 years. Amen. Glory to God. Giving honor and glory to God. And that's what we're here for, is to give him glory and honor. Hallelujah, for what he's already done for us. The Lord is my shepherd, and he is the head of my life, and I'm so grateful, hallelujah, to be here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I just want to give honor to the WOW team, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. WOW team. I just want to say that I love you all. Amen. I thank you for all of your support. I thank you all for being there for me as I go on this Christian journey doing the work of the Lord. I want to give a special thanks to all of the WOW team members, Prophet Yvonne Rao, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, to Pastor Joseph Rao, Prophetess Martha Williams, Minister Michelle Williams, and Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you not only for all that you have done, but I want to just thank you and let you know that I love you so very much. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for you and your presence in my life and making you a part of my life, because can't do it on your own. So just giving all glory and honor unto the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. 3 years and counting, Voice of Truth has been doing the work of God. Voice of Truth was launched out July the 29th, glory to God, in 2011, launched out by Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Amen. Glory to God. She has been an awesome leader. Glory to God. Pray many blessings upon her for all the things that she has done for me and mentoring me, getting me this far in the ministry. You know, you have to be under the right leader. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that you will be able to do the work of the ministry that God has chosen you to do. Hallelujah. And with that all being said, I want to thank all of our listeners and all of the ones, whether you're on web or by phone. We're just so glad that you took time out of your busy day today to be a part of this service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for this day, a day that we never seen before. He is so worthy of all our praises. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We come to magnify and glorify your name, for you are worthy of all our praises. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us. We, Father, for your love. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your everlasting love. Oh, Father God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify and glorify your name. We exalt your name on high, for you are worthy of all our praises. Oh, Father God, we thank you this day. Hallelujah, for doing what you already done at the cross. Hallelujah, that all might have life through your son, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for being a provider. We thank you for providing for us, keeping a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food on our table, protecting our children and our families. God, we just give you praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help each and every minister, each and every woman of God, and every man of God that you have called to do the work, Father. Give them strength. to do what you call them to do, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, let your word go forth today with much power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for your holy word, oh Lord. Our Father, that heals, delivers, and set free, Lord. Oh, God, we just praise you, Lord, for you're worthy of all our praises. Oh, there's no other God like you. Oh, God, we give you praise and we give you honor, Lord, for you're worthy of all our praises. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God, we ask right now, Father God, that you will comfort those that are sick, Father. Comfort those, oh, Father, that lost a loved one, Father. Oh, Father God, let them know, Father God, if they just come unto you, oh, God, everything will be all right. Oh, God, we just praise you right now, Lord, for you're able to do what you said you can do, oh, God. Oh, God, you're able to make a way out of no way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I give you glory and I give you praise for this day, God, in the name of Jesus, to bring glory unto your holy name. You're so worthy, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your precious name. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, for the lost. We pray, Father God, that you will save a soul right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus came, glory to God, over 2,000 years ago that they might have life. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your word. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood of the Lamb that was shed for our sins, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we magnify and glorify your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message today will be coming from 1 Corinthians, amen, the 15th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be reading starting at verse 57. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Glory to God. Hallelujah. In your own devotional time, I want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Glory to God. Our message title today will be "Keep Working for the Lord." Keep working for the Lord. Voice of Truth has been on Rock Talk for 3 years, as I shared earlier. And on this journey, hallelujah, of doing the work of the ministry, it was not easy. But I thank God for Prophet Siobhan, and I thank God for all of the Wild Team members that were there to support me on my journey. You know, Paul says in the Word of God, hallelujah, that we must be steadfast. That we must be unmovable when we're doing the work of God. Because as we do the work of God, there are many things that will come our way, glory to God, to stop the work of God that's within us. Glory to God. As Prophet said to me one time, glory to God, that if the devil can stop the work in you, if he can stop you from doing the work, he has accomplished his goal. Glory to God. But I come with a message upon my tongue, glory to God, to encourage you to keep on doing the work of the Lord. Glory to God. Keep on working. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nothing get in the way of you doing the work of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. It's so very important that we have leaders. Glory to God. That will lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. See, this is what Paul was doing with the Corinthians. Glory to God. He was telling them, you already have the victory in the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Because Jesus had died. Glory to God. And therefore we have the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. We must be steadfast in our walk. We must be steadfast in our work for the Lord. We can't let nothing stop us. We got to keep moving no matter what the world may say, no matter what the street committees may say. They may say unto you that you're not called, you can't preach. God hadn't called you. You can't preach because you're a woman. You can't be in the pulpit. But the Bible tells us to keep on working because our work is not in vain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's only when we're working for the things of the world. It's only when we're working for man that is in vain. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I can say about me. I have worked in places where you had employers that didn't care anything about the workers. Glory to God. And you can work, and you can work, and you can work, and they don't even want to pay you. Glory to God. But God says that your work is not in vain. Oh, hold your head up. Don't throw the towel in. Glory to God. Keep on working for the Lord, for your work is not in vain. Keep on going. Keep on moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In your faith. If God has chosen you to do it, if God has sent you to do it, you can do it. Glory to God, because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can tell you 3 years ago, hallelujah to Jesus, I'm not where I used to be. Glory to God. But thank God for my leader and my mentor. Glory to God. That put confidence in me. Glory to God. That encouraged me. Glory to God. Now, you just heard me pray, didn't you? Glory to God. I didn't like to pray. Glory to God. But I was called to the ministry out of fear. Oh, God. I thank you right now. Because see, somebody needs to know, glory to God, everybody is not going to be happy about what God has called you to do. Everybody in your life is not going to be happy. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. For the devil will send forth people in your life, glory to God, to stop the work of the ministry in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. That's why you got to have a leader. Because, see, the Bible says that when Jesus was in his ministry, his earthly ministry, glory to God, he gave an example of how we ought to be doing the work for God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus in himself, he was a preacher. He was a prophet. Glory to God. He was a teacher. He was all of that in one. Glory to God. And he kept on doing the work. Even though Jesus, glory to God, was persecuted by others, he was lied on, he was talked about, glory to God, and he was nailed to the cross. My Lord, my Lord. That tells us that as we do the work of God, hallelujah, we're going to get spit on too. Might not be physical spit, but people will spit on you with their words. Glory to God. They'll slap you with your words. They'll back there that we got to be unshakable in our faith. We got to be unshakable, unmovable. Regardless of what people say, if your whole family leave you, if your children leave you, if your husband and wife don't believe, you got to keep on doing the work. I want to encourage you to keep on doing the work. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on doing the work. Hallelujah. Because it is a reward there for those who persevere. So you got to learn how to persevere. And you got to go through the wilderness. Glory to God. See, the anointing costs something. It is not cheap. The anointing is going to cost you something. Glory to God. It's going to cost you something. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you willing to go through what you got to go through for the anointing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. See, Jesus was anointed. Said so in the word. team. He was sent by the Almighty God, and he was chosen to do a great work. My Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You must be sent. You must be chosen to do the work of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The world can't call you. Your mama and your father can't call you. Only God Almighty can choose you to do the work of the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you to be effective, for his power of his spirit to operate in you, you must be chosen and sent by God. Because that power in you to do the work. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said, I sent forth the comforter. Glory to God. And then power shall come. God Almighty, power shall come. That's going to give you a Holy Ghost boldness to do the work of God. Glory to God. You got to keep on doing the work. If Jesus went through it, so will we go through it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what the world says. Glory to God. Please, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep on doing the work. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Keep on doing the work. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nobody turn you around from doing the work of God. You got to be like a person in a race. Glory to God. Run into the finish line. Glory to God. Run into the finish line. Oh, glory to God. Something might come and knock you down, but you got to get on back up. You got to get up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to keep running for the prize. Glory to God. See, God said he never will leave us or forsake us. When he has chosen you and called you to do the work for the Lord, he will never leave you. He's going to equip you for it just as he equipped Moses for the work. It ain't got nothing to do with your age. That's man's thing. Because, see, when we look at Moses' ministry, glory to God, Moses was in the palace for 40 years. He was in the wilderness for 40 more years. Glory to God. Don't believe that. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Glory to God. It has nothing to do with your age when you're doing the work of God. Now, I can tell you from my own personal testimony, I was told that I was too old. I couldn't have a church, glory to God, because of my age. But yet God has chosen me and called me to work the ministry. Ooh, what part would you believe? Moses was 80 years old when he went before Pharaoh. So age has nothing to do with you doing the work of God. Glory to God. God has chosen you and sent you. Glory to God. He will equip you. You must wait on his timing. I have learned in these 3 years not to move so fast. Glory to God. And learn how to wait on God. And put prayer on everything. I just figured that out. Glory to God. But every day is a learning experience. It's none that's perfect when it comes to the work of God. We all make mistakes. Glory to God. All of us make mistakes. All of us fall short. And as we do the work of God, we want to hear God say, well done. Well done. You want to hear him say to you that you were faithful and that you were committed and you sacrificed for the Lord. Glory to God. That you did what you needed to do to serve. Because ministry just simply means success. Glory to God. Yes, there are many. We have titles. Glory to God. You have prophets and prophetess, evangelists and pastors and teachers. But the main thing is to serve. The main thing is to love. Glory to God. While you're doing the work of the ministry. Glory to God. We got to keep on. Don't matter what the world does. Don't matter what the world changes. We got to stay in our word. That's why Paul says stay in the faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to stay in that faith. We got to believe in the gospel that we preach. Glory to God. We got to live by the gospel that we preach. Glory to God. But we must preach the gospel truth that people can be healed and delivered and set free, because it's only the gospel that they can be healed. It's only the gospel that one can be saved. Glory to God. Keep on doing the work. Hallelujah. They may not understand your ministry. Everybody's not called to a pulpit ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Just ask God to show you who your leader is and where you're supposed to be. Glory to God. I've been there. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It seems sometimes like the whole world is against you when you're trying to live right and live for God. That's okay. That's okay. Because Jesus already won the victory on the cross. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Paul doing the work. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't you turn around. Don't you look back to the things of this world. Don't you turn around. Don't you let nobody stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Because God does have a leader that will help you. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Keep on doing the work. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on doing the work. Be steadfast in your work. Be unmovable. Glory to God. Things will come to shake you up, to make you move. There will be things that will come, glory to God, that will kind of cause fear in you. But that's just not the work of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Be strong. Glory to God. Be strong in your faith. Glory to God. Believe in what God has told you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Continue to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, when God is for you, who can be against you? Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have faith. Don't quit. Don't turn away from God. Let nothing turn you around from doing the work of the Father. Go about as Jesus did, doing the work of God. Hallelujah. And he was doing a good work. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If nobody tells you, glory to God, that you're doing a good work, if nobody said hallelujah, if nobody said amen as you preach, you keep on doing the work. Glory to God. You keep on singing it. You keep on preaching. You keep on praying. Glory to God. Keep on saving souls for the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you get to heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, the Lord is going to say, well done. Glory to God. My faithful servant. Glory to God. You got to be faithful. You got to be faithful in the work of God. Glory to God. Because there are many dream killers out there. Oh, hallelujah. They come to stop it. Glory to God. But I want to encourage you today. Glory. Hallelujah. To keep on working for the Lord. No matter how bad it gets, to keep on working for the Lord. For he is an awesome God. And he has made a way for you to do what he has called you to do. Whatever you need for your ministry, God already has it. He already has it. You don't have to go outside the fold to get the help. Glory to God. Once you're up under the right leader, glory to God. You don't have to go outside of the fold. You stay inside of the fold. Don't stray away from the fold. Glory to God. Because everything that you need, glory to God, is in that fold. Glory to God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Glory to God. Keep on doing the work for the Lord. And you will receive a crown. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because when we work for man, hallelujah, you know, sometimes we work so hard for man that we don't even have time to do the work of God. Or we're working all kind of overtime. We can't get to the church. We can't get to what God is calling us to do because we're so busy working for man. Hallelujah. But God has called you to do a work. Glory to God. Some things you got to let go. Some people you got to let go. Things that you used to do, you got to let go. You can't start a fence. That prophet was saying, who told you you had a fence? Glory to God. You're either going to work for Jesus or you're going to work for the world. You're going to either live for Jesus or you're going to live for the devil, but you can't have too much. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on working for the Lord. Because there is a greater reward when you work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything you need. I want to encourage you because I know that everything that you need, God got it for that ministry. Everything, even the people that are going to be around you. Do you know that God already has them picked out and ready? Glory to God. But you gotta wait on him. Glory to God. Please wait. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because you got to learn the voice of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Every voice that speaks ain't of God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to be patient. But you got to keep on doing the work. And it's very important that you learn how to endure. Because some of the things that will come against you as you do the work of God. Hallelujah. You got to be able to persevere, and you got to be able to endure. You got to believe in what God has said unto you. You got to have faith that is unshakable. You got to have faith that is unmovable when you are surrounded by everything that says you can't do, doing the work of the Lord. You got to keep on doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm still doing the work of God. And every day, glory to God, I thank God for another day. Hallelujah. I thank him for the opportunity to be a co-laborer with him. Hallelujah. Because that's what we are. We're co-laborers with Christ. Building the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bringing souls unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on doing the work. Keep on doing the work. Glory to God. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Keep on working for the Lord. Keep on working for the Lord. For so much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Keep on working for the Lord. Glory to God. It's not in vain. Hallelujah. Don't care what it looks like. Don't matter if you don't have any followers. Don't matter. Glory to God. As I said earlier, don't matter if they don't say amen. If they don't believe that you call, it don't even matter. Glory to God. Only thing that matters what God says, and God says yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just thank God for this day being the 3 years of service, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We thank you again for tuning in. Glory to God. If you don't know Christ, glory to God, and you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, come into my heart, hallelujah, and create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Glory to God. Pray about that and ask God where you need to go because there are plenty of churches on the corner and all of them ain't preaching the truth of the gospel. Glory to God. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. You can leave me a message on Facebook. You can inbox me there if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Glory to God. Thank you again for tuning in for our third anniversary service. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and do our benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You be blessed. Have a great week. Let nothing steal your joy. Amen. Glory to God.